Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
If you believe in God, could you put your hands up? Can we all do that? Put your hand up if you believe in the... about half. So, what I might do is do the service twice.
We don't have time.
Once with God in it and the other without.
Elvis was still a teenager when Denny did Sam Phillips the favor of letting Elvis come on the show to play his not country arrangement of Blue Moon of Kentucky. It didn't go well.
A first date a couple weeks ago. He asked me why I loved mountain biking so much, and I related the tale of Muhammad and the mountain. Muhammad said, well, if the mountain won't come to me, Muhammad will go to the mountain. Mountain biking is the same thing for me. And I know that it means the same thing for a million other people who can't put it into words or who don't want to put it into words.
Coming up in the episode, we sample these three podcasts, Wooden Overcoats, Cocaine and Rhinestones, and The Gravel Lot. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. First up this week is a hilarious audio sitcom from across the pond, Wooden Overcoats. Rudyard Funn, F-U-N-N, runs a funeral home in the town of Piffling Vale. It's a fictional village on a tiny island in the English Channel. Now, for generations, Funn Funerals has been the only business of its kind on the island. But when a cheerful, handsome funeral home competitor moves into town and siphons Rudyard's customers, he and his motley crew of morticians take drastic measures to keep their failing business afloat. The exceptional writing and voice acting of this award-winning comedy podcast bring the funeral business to life, one cadaver joke at a time. Wooden Overcoats is sure to leave you dying with laughter. Check out this sample from the very first episode of Wooden Overcoats titled The Bane of Rudyard. You'll be dropped into the world of Piffling Vale at the funeral of the town's recently departed antique dealer. For Rudyard Funn, this is where everything begins to unravel.
It all began with a funeral. The antique dealer, Stanley Carmichael, whose shop was immediately opposite Rudyard's premises, had led a life of peace and ordered calm for some 89 years and been subsequently crushed to death by a granite sundial.
I confess that I never actually bought anything from him. His price has been quite steep, actually, though I did have my eye on that sundial. I might still be tempted if it came down in price. Hint, hint.
Stanley's relatives pricked up their ears at the prospect of getting something for that granite sundial, whilst nearby, his eyes sunken and his skin pale and drawn, stood Rudyard, looking at his watch and wishing strongly that the Reverend wasn't an agnostic.
He's undoubtedly looking down at us from his place with God. Unless you don't believe in that sort of thing, which I won't hold against you. Mind you, God probably will, unless he doesn't exist, in which case he won't have anything to complain about, really.
Reverend.
Sorry, did somebody say...
Reverend.
Oh, hello, Rudyard.
You're rambling.
Sorry?
You're rambling again.
Oh, God, am I?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Where was I?
His spirit looking down on us from his place.
From his place with God. Yes, yes, thank you. Right. Looking down at us from his place with, actually, but I don't suppose we could have a quick show of hands, could we?
No, come on.
If you believe in God, could you put your hands up? Can we all do that? Put your hand up if you believe in the, about half. What I might do is do the service twice.
Well, we don't have time.
Once with God in it and the other without.
No, we're overrunning.
I thought I might read out a few psalms.
Which ones?
I don't mind. I'd be happy to take requests if anyone's got any favourites.
No. We're 16 minutes behind schedule. No, it's 17. Georgie, wake up!
I don't want to.
We need the coffin in the ground, now.
Sir, it's a very heavy coffin.
What's your point?
I'm the only pallbearer.
Oh, stop moaning. Put your back into it.
Oh, fine.
Do we have time for some funny anecdotes?
Late as it is, and it's pissing it down, so no.
Ruining everything.
There you are, Reverend, losing them.
Oh, I thought they were rather getting into it.
Not him, you.
Me.
You horrid little man, stop hurrying things along.
Don't you know what a schedule is?
So rude.
This isn't my only gig today, you know. Got Mr. Askey to measure up in half an hour.
He's not dead.
Well, he doesn't look healthy, though, does he?
Stop talking. We're trying to honour Stanley.
Honour Stanley? You didn't even like him.
How dare you?
I noticed at the shop you slipped that carriage clock down your blouse when you thought no one was looking. At the dressing table.
Oh, I knew it!
Oh, shut up! Bill swiped the portrait of Eva Braun.
Bill, I wanted that portrait.
Well, you can't have it.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Jerry, I just lost control.
Ow!
Oh, no, come, everyone. Stay calm. Jerry, put that shovel down.
All right, Georgie, get the body in the ground.
Sir, they don't look very happy.
Of course they don't look happy. It's a funeral. Off you go.
That was Wooden Overcoats, a comedy podcast that's simply to die for. Meet all the townspeople of Piffling Vale, alive and dead, on Wooden Overcoats, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. The road from Hank Williams to Garth Brooks is a long, dusty, and complicated one. Country music has gone through some serious cosmetic changes over the years, so much so that it's become harder and harder to trace its roots. But thanks to the efforts of people like Tyler Mann Coe, host of the country music history podcast Cocaine and Rhinestones, those roots are still alive. Cocaine and Rhinestones is a podcast about the history of country music made in the 20th century and the artists and characters that gave it life. Through deep dives into artist biographies, investigations into some of the genre's most legendary stories, and original recordings, Cocaine and Rhinestones is here to tell you that you don't have to drive a tractor and sip pearl beer from a can to appreciate the genius music and the true originals that graced the 20th century country music scene. Try out this clip from the first episode of Cocaine and Rhinestones titled Ernest Tubb, The Texas Defense. The episode documents the life and music of the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb. You'll follow his journey through the Grand Ole Opry and the world of country music publishing companies, as well as a rather unbelievable criminal trial.
Now, Jim Denny wasn't from Texas. He was from Tennessee. The Buffalo Valley area, about 60 miles east of Nashville, was a real poor area to be born in 1911, when a 16-year-old Jim Denny got hired to work the mailroom of WSM Radio's parent company. He must have seen it as an opportunity to make something out of himself. Denny got this job in 1927. That year, the young radio program WSM Barn Dance was referred to as the Grand Ole Opry for the first time on air.
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Every time an odd job came up at the Opry, Jim would take it so he could hang out backstage, see the artists, and see how the show was made. Within 20 years, Denny had worked his way up to director of the Artist Service Bureau at WSM, which meant he was in charge of booking the acts on the Opry. There's a few funny things from Jim Denny's time at the Grand Ole Opry, like the one about Elvis Presley's big debut. Elvis was still a teenager when Denny did Sam Phillips the favor of letting Elvis come on the show to play his not-country arrangement of Blue Moon of Kentucky. It didn't go well. Denny is rumored to have told Elvis backstage, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." Denny's also the guy who fired Hank Williams over the telephone. And there's the time when Jim made Johnny Cash wait outside his office for 2 hours before letting him in to ask why Cash should be allowed to play on the Opry. Cash mentioned that he presently had a song called I Walk the Line in the top 10. Jim Denny was what many people referred to in those times as a hard man. Today, I think they'd have some different words for him. And that's why Ernest Tubb tried to shoot him in 1957.
That was Cocaine and Rhinestones with Tyler Mann Coe. uncover the tall tales and the true facts of this classic American country music on Cocaine and Rhinestones. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere. Well, if you're missing the outdoor adventure in all this winter weather, well, pull up to the Gravelot for a quick fix. Whether you're a beginner looking for a new hobby or a veteran of mountain biking trails, the Gravelot is where your best rides begin and end, featuring interviews with pros and industry experts, to mountain biking news, to new trail recommendations, and more. The Gravelot is a perfect podcast for mountain biking enthusiasts and novices alike. You'll hear insider tips on how to improve your ride, the history of the bike industry, and wild stories from mountain biking's best as you immerse yourself in the local and national scenes. So pump your tires, grease your chain, clip in, and get rolling. Here's a clip from a recent episode of the Gravelot. The sample was pulled from the year-end Best of the Gravelot compilation, this time featuring an interview with downhill racer Amanda Batty.
The first date a couple weeks ago, he asked me why I loved mountain biking so much, and I related the tale of Muhammad and the mountain. And Muhammad said, well, if the mountain won't come to me, Muhammad will go to the mountain. And mountain biking is the same thing for me. And I know that it means the same thing for a million other people who can't put it into words or who don't want to put it into words. And you don't change the mountain. The mountain changes you. You don't change. You don't control the things in your world. You have no control. All you can control is yourself and your response to the things in your world, and how you adapt, and how you become better or more capable or stronger or kinder or more compassionate. I want to share that. I want to help because I've seen it. I've seen it in action. I've seen it with kids on skis. I've seen it in the lives of you give someone the tool and the ability to judge for themselves. You give little girls the ability to determine who they are and what they want and what freedom feels like. And that's something worth doing.
It's such a good metaphor for life. I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, like just selfishly Doug and Mai's life over the last year. Like I've gone through two miscarriages with my wife and we're like running out of options as to how to start a family with like financing and all of this stuff. And it sucks. And like, there's not really a solution. And Doug right now is, you know, going through relationship issues and looking at like major life issues. And it's like, those are no different than that obstacle on the A loop that you've tried 100 times and you can't clean it. And then all of a sudden one day you hit it and you like rail it. And it's like, wow, like I've just kept chipping away at this thing and it is the same trail and it's still the same, like still the same landmines and still all of the same challenges, but I've figured out how to be better and be bigger and like overcome that and still keep on rolling. And it's like, that's such a good metaphor for life, not only as like quote unquote continuing education as an adult, but like getting kids on bikes and putting them on trails and it, like kids have just this such rambunctious energy that they are not scared of anything and they're going to run across these things that we struggle with in everyday life and they're going to have to learn how to overcome them, and it gives them so many skills beyond just being a quote unquote bike rider.
From our local creators, that was the Gravelot, a great local mountain biking podcast. Discover a new passion and ride with it on the Gravelot, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to the Start Here podcast collection menu item on podcasts on wvxu.org. As is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast universe as reported by iTunescharts.net. In the podcast world, occasionally a podcast hits a nerve or inspires a groundswell. That is definitely the case with this new number one podcast. In the course of a little over a week this year already, the podcast The Bible in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz was the most downloaded on the Apple Podcast charts. Yep, it's 365 episodes from beginning to end with a few minutes for commentary and reflection in each episode. And apparently it's designed to be more comprehensive and connective than other Bible reading podcasts. Maybe that's why it's already number one across the country on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.